Cinematic shorts are a staple of film festivals but rarely find their way to the multiplex. But the short film format, like the literary short story, can offer the artist a way to tell a compressed story in a time frame that packs a punch. It's also a great way to get started in cinema without all the woes of a full-length production. Aaron Lau is a young Hawaii director whose award-winning shorts touch on subjects unlikely to be found in a feature film and allow her to find her voice in a challenging medium. She's with us this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me here.
Sure. I want you to tell me a little bit about your movie that touches on the subject of domestic violence, because I think it's a powerful subject.
The film is called Little Girl's War Cry, and we shot it in Rarotonga, Cook Islands. Me and three other students went up there as a part of a competition, and it's about a young girl who grows up in a violent house while her mom is abused by her boyfriend, and the little girl takes shelter in her imagination to deal with it and often dresses up like a superhero and kind of takes shelter away from it. But in the film, she tries to play a prank on the boyfriend, and things go wrong when he tries to pursue her and hurt her. So she runs away, and in the end, there's the happy ending, but the film deals with the perspective from children of what it's like to be in that situation, and then also with cultural identity and the sense of family.
It really strikes me that there's a lot of wisdom in the way you presented this, and that in a short film, the arc of your story, because it's what, 10, 12 minutes long?
This was about 16 minutes, but still a challenge.
But, you know, going from conflict to resolution in that period of time, it packs a kind of a wallop to have it just by virtue of the fact that it's a short, doesn't it?
Very much so.
I mean, that it would have been tough to make that story last an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure it would even have been necessary.
Mm-hmm. We've always been taught it's just you have to pursue it with a lot of simplicity. Stick to your basics, and how do you tell a strong story while also being very simple? You don't have to get all these complex things going on to be very strong in how you approach it. So with shorts, I was taught that try to take a simple approach, because a film that can be very simple and powerful is like amazing.
And if it gets too complex, it leaves the viewer with a little bit too much to process.
You know, right.
They're not sure what's important and what isn't, right?
Right. You're trying to put all these elements in this tiny little package, and you're like, okay, let me try to sort through this. And it makes everything a lot more complicated, from the shooting, the performances, it's just harder.
As the director, it's your job to keep that all under control.
Yes.
And kind of resist the temptation to put in the kitchen sink, right?
Yes. I've definitely made my share of films that were way too complex for a short film medium. And it takes so much practice to try to get a simple story, because you always want to be like, oh, what if this happens? Let's do this and let's do that. And it's like, okay, I need to throw that away and stick to my basics.
It's funny because it becomes a journey from the complex to the simple rather than the other way around, doesn't it?
Right.
I mean, a lot of ideas start off too complicated. Was that been your experience?
That's usually my process. I keep thinking, oh, I want to do this and that, but sometimes it's unrealistic. It's not practical. It kind of blurs the main message because you're trying to pile all of these things on top of it. So it's a challenge for me to keep simple, and I think that's for a lot of people just trying to be real. Think about what are you trying to say and just go with that. Don't try to put all of this on top of it.
For this little girl in your movie who lives in her imagination because the life at home is so troubling, that's a very, there's a real truth in that. I'm sure you've seen, we've all seen that, haven't we?
Yes. And
even
I think,
if we haven't experienced it, and we probably experienced it at one point
yeah.
or another.
I think when we were kids, if we were feeling sad or like our parents are mad at us, we always like to go play with our toys and just take a sense of comfort in these items around us. And I kind of try to approach it with that ability to relate to whenever I felt sad or down or worried, I had to go to this sense of comfort in my own little world as a kid.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, you're 21 now, right?
Yes.
But, you know, for you as a filmmaker, I would think it would almost be an advantage that the memory of childhood is fairly recent for you.
I think so. I still feel like a kid, so I think it helps sometimes.
But yet you've obviously added a layer of understanding of cinema and how cinema works. Where did that all come from?
I think just as a kid, I always loved movie making, animations. Since elementary school, I used to make these little videos and draw these pictures and try to animate them. And as I got into high school, I just got more into the video side of it. And I did PSA competitions. And I just grew up in an art family and always had these influences. And it just took manifested into, I guess, what I am today.
Well, you know, I think sometimes when you're a kid, I see young artists who nobody told them these things are supposed to be impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not.
Exactly.
I mean, I think you're very fortunate in a way, because I think sometimes older artists find ways to talk themselves out of doing things.
And I was very lucky. I had very supportive parents. I mean, going into the art field, you sometimes think, oh, the starving artist thing, and how do you survive in it? But my parents always supported what I wanted, and they're all about following your dreams and passions. So I didn't have that. I was just lucky myself. I didn't have that barrier pushing back against me, and then I was in a nurturing environment.
And yet you took on the story of a little girl who was in an environment that was emphatically not. Why was that an important subject for you to take on?
As a filmmaker, I've in my mind that I want to be able to do my films and help move people and create change. And when I did this approach, this competition, I wanted to do something that was going to be meaningful to them. I mean, I think everyone loves the Hollywood explosions and things like that, but that's not really my style. If I'm going to do a work, film work, I want it to be meaningful to someone. I want it to touch them in a place they can relate in. Even though I might not have those experiences, I want to be able to pull from people. That's why I read firsthand accounts about what it was like for people who did go through it. What did they hear? What did the people that hurt them say to them? So I could try to be as authentic to the experience as I could.
Have the reactions of people to the film been rewarding for you?
Very much so. I think the one that blew my mind was there was a little girl in the Cook Islands who dressed up as our main character, and she was my actor's neighbor. And he said, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I'm a little girl." And she's running around. He took a picture of her. And, you know, kids do that for, Iron Man and Superman. And you don't think, oh, my goodness, this little girl liked the movie so much, she dressed up as our character.
That's pretty terrific, Erin. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Erin Lau is the director of two short films, Koa Ohana and Little Girl's War Cry. They'll be shown at the Honolulu Museum of Art's O'Ivi Film Festival at the Doris Duke Theater, November 12th and 13th. And details are at hpr2.org.